Evening. All right, you just heard Lost in Yesterday by Tame Impala. This is Chef Jeff of the Chef Jeff Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, I guess last second I thought of a theme, this will maybe even be a recurring thing. It'll just be kind of a way to say, oh, here are the songs I've been liking so far this year. But the songs that are from artists that are at least semi-recognizable, or I believe should be, and I made songs that I'm so, like, in a dream world, in my dream world, would be playing on the radio, and I think that they should be playing on the real life radio, but unrelated. Anyways, I have a good collection of songs that have come out recently, I got some hip-hop coming up, I got some rock, a couple other surprises. There's also some songs that didn't come out recently that they've been on my mind a lot recently, and I feel like they should be played. But for now, we're going to stick to kind of a rocky sort of thing. We're going to have Algiers, and then after a Sloss and Malone cut that has been playing in my head over and over again, that kind of reminiscently sounds like experimental rock, but it's more like abstract hip hop. You'll hear, but hopefully you'll enjoy, and I hope you stick with us. I got my friend Amanda here, she currently doesn't have a microphone, but we'll fix that soon. We'll tune in every once in a while. Hopefully you guys stay tuned. And yeah, let's kick it off with some Algiers.
Just a pose. The new name's forgotten.
So you just, like, just right now, listened to Off Me and or The Wake Part 2, featuring Pink Sifu by Sloss and Malone, off of one of my favorite albums of 2019. And then before that is There Is No Year by Algiers. That's a 2020 record. Came out in January. Pretty cool rock record. Not the most interesting I've listened to, but there are a couple songs in there that are certainly, like, memorable and impactful. That being one of them. And yeah, so just a little preview of what we're going to be doing for the rest of the show. Welcome everybody who just came. Basically how the format of the show is, if you've been tuning in the past, you already know this, but about halfway through, I usually bring in guests and we have like a discussion about random things that are happening. The highlight being new Grimes album.
Yay!
The wonderful Amanda Butcher is with me, host of Cold Cuts, right?
Yes, Cold Cuts with DJ Butcher, 1 a.m. Wednesday morning / Tuesday night. Tune in. Shout out myself.
Yes, an avid Grimes fan. Maybe that might be understating it. And so she's, of course, very excited about this release that just came out 13 minutes ago, Miss Anthropocene. I'm pretty excited. I'm quite excited. There are still other albums from the past week or so that I've been meaning to catch up with first, and so I feel bad. Like, especially, I played Lawson yesterday by Tame Impala earlier. I mean, I still haven't listened to The Slow Rush, even though Currents is one of my favorite, like, vibey albums, I guess.
I would describe it as vibey.
Yeah, so...
one might vibe to Tame Impala.
One could theoretically vibe and maybe even... Maybe, like... I don't, like, the facially, you just see the facial expressions she was giving me. Like, one might even, like, chill.
Chill?
Like chill to this album.
I would chill to Currents by Tame Impala.
Would that be the same with The Slow Rush? We're unsure.
Neither
of us have listened. We've heard mixed opinions. I like the singles. I've heard it's kind of hard to go through the whole thing, though. So, we'll see. I usually have pretty high patience for albums, but you never know. You never know. But yeah, so what we're going to do this time, and I've been meaning to do this, is have like a live reaction to one of the new singles off, either from just like a random single that came out this week or a cut off an album, which usually typically breaks my convention of album experiences. I usually like to hear all the songs off an album at the same time, but like for the first time when I'm listening through it. But there are other artists that I've been, like, following more closely, like Tame Impala, where I'm going to listen to the singles first, unknowingly, or, yeah, without knowing that there's, like, an album coming. But Grimes, I knew the new album was coming. I think it was the second single that came out. I wasn't even aware of the first one. I was not a huge Grimes fan back then. But she does make very good music, so I have faith in this album being good. And we're going to listen to a cut, what is it called again? I'm trying to find it real quick. I believe it's the second cut. Yeah, Dark Side, yes. Spelled E-I-D.
Ooh.
And it's featuring an artist that I cannot pronounce a name because there's a... Is that...
I'm not sure what language of
a
character.
I think that I want to say that's Chinese. It looks a little... Yeah,
you know,
I'm not 100% sure. But...
I'll Google it.
Yeah, give it a Google.
Technology's amazing.
But... so yeah, we're going to listen to that cut. Hopefully... apparently this person might be... A past collaborator of Grimes.
Yeah, it has, like, I don't know if they changed their name because she featured someone in Scream.
Scream off of Art Angels?
From Art Angels.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, wait, let's see.
Did you get it? Okay.
I'm getting there.
Okay, we will update you when we get back. In the meanwhile, let's play a little more music. I got... one of these is from earlier this year. I think a couple weeks ago. Denzel Curry, new project with Kenny Beats. Oh,
yes.
Development.
It's Pan Wei Ju, who was also featured in Scream.
Their
name is written differently.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. What was the country of origin?
Taiwan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay, cool. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that pans out. She didn't sing in English, or is it he or she? Unclear.
She
did she sing in Chinese? in the past song. Okay, so yeah. we'll probably get that again. A little like a cultural influence on the song, so that'll be definitely something to expect. But yeah, so we got Aries, who is a YouTuber who gives a lot of production tutorials, but he's started the music career. I really enjoy this song. It's Bad News, and I hope you enjoy it as well. And we'll be back to discuss more Grimes and other related things.
How the other night last, maybe come around for a minute, should I like that? I could never catch, taking aim, might've missed you. Couple hundred miles out, if I hear the text, no, you're probably blacked out. How the other night last, maybe come around for a minute, should I like that? I could never catch, taking aim, might've missed you. No, you're probably blacked out, get the bag now. Address, where's he at now? Don't let me back. My debut regicide, that's if I'm ever gone. If you bought me in my face, please spare the better side. Tapped out in my hands, only for one time. Let it go, I'm trying. The worst out, let it go, let it go. She'll be running back, sell her soul, I'll buy it. Nothing to worry about. 18 days until she blows. Said I'll pass, see the AC gray, right in a row. Stop changing lanes, fill the cup till my heart drop. Changing lanes, fill the cup, say. Blacked out, how the other night last. Maybe come around for a minute, should I like that? I could never catch, taking aim, might've missed you. Couple hundred miles out, if I hear the text, no, you're probably blacked out. How the other night last. Maybe come around for a minute, should I like that? I could never catch, taking aim, might've missed you. What I like is never enough. Barely a time that I could share with others. Bought a new table just to skip supper. And all of my demons in bed. What you call it? I left all of my demons on red. Not a problem. And wake up, alright, wake up. Barely a time that blacked out. How the other night last. Maybe come around for a minute, should I like that? I could never catch, taking aim, might've missed you. Couple hundred miles out, if I hear the text, no, you're probably.
To show you how it's done.
Okay, my pitch pad like battle rappers that make albums with no outcome. Ex the middleman, no Malcolm. Where's the talcum? Powder when I smack niggas. Palm itching, name palms, we bomb business. Battle the strategist is just a game of battleship. Nevada is the futuristic version of an advocate. Activist, everybody lean on me. Got them bags full of goodies like I'm CeeLo Green. Who the fuck trying to mob out? I've been on my job, no need to call out. Turn your crib into a game of Fallout. You put me in that waterbed, I crawl out. Alligator swag, came through with the navigator swag.
Indirection.
View and discretion upon my beat selection. You came with aggression, now your neck gon' need protection.
Pyrotechnics.
Watch him come with the water hose. Make it rain on the beach, that's how you water hose. Make it rain with the clip for those that all oppose. Put their face in a box inside a centerfold. Fire flows like I'm red and white.
Mario.
Zeltron out the barrio, cold as Ontario. These niggas hysterical, I'm historical. I am the oracle, I been know what's in store for you.
No, wait.
You can't fuck with this!
Pyrotechnics!
All right. The one and only Denzel Curry with the one and only Kenny Beats on production. That was Pyro, Leak 2019, from their latest album, Unlocked, which came out a couple weeks ago, surprise album. excuse me. Oh my god. I think I am. Yes, I think I'm. Oh my god. Hold on. They can hear you now. She just asked if I was okay. Sorry, I had the wrong mic on.
Okay.
I am indeed. So, but before that, you heard Bad News by Aries. I literally can't listen to any other song. I don't know why. That one's just been on repeat for the past like week or so. It's just, I love the instrumentals. It's like so cool, like to know his like backstory and all this stuff. I did mention this very briefly before playing the song, is he's known for like giving tutorials for production. They're usually like kind of meme videos a little bit. Sometimes they aren't. I mean, like, he's still like talented and he kind of like oversimplifies things for comedic effect. You know, it'll be like, oh, how to make like a Kenny Beats song. Like, exactly. And he'll like do that and he'll like crack jokes and stuff. And his vibe is he's like kind of, he seems like a little tired. I don't know.
He's vibing?
One could even say he's vibing.
Does he vibe?
He does indeed. Through his production, meme-esque videos. I don't know how to describe it. I really like his videos though. Interviewing him would be awesome.
I
might email him. That's another thing I've been trying to do is get interviews in, and play them instead of like having discussions. If there's nothing, oh my god, that's lovely. Sorry, she just showed me a little promotional thing that she made for me on her Instagram story. So if you're following Amanda,
yeah,
or just straight up like follow her, we could plug that. But
wait, follow me on Instagram at Mandy Butcher. I mean, actually don't, like, I'm on private.
So if you're a follower, then you're lucky. If you're not, then you're a loser. But it's fine.
Yeah.
It's just I don't make the rules.
Shout out the real ones.
I don't make the rules, but that's just the way it is. But I've been trying to get interviews in, instead of like discussions. If there's things I don't really know what to talk about. But yeah, interviewing Ari. Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay, next couple songs. One of them is from Mac Miller's latest album, which I just listened to a couple nights ago. Almost cried. This song, it's better to hear it in the context of the album, but it is my favorite song off the album, and I don't know, there's something about it that I just, when I heard it, I think my soul left my body, like, very temporarily. Actually, probably not temporarily, like, throughout the entire song, I was just kind of, like, in another world. I might be being a little dramatic, but that is like literally that is how I felt in that moment.
Astral projected.
Like, perhaps, yeah. And after that is a trap song, which grew on me like very significantly because I didn't understand the hype around it. It was popular.
For the trap.
No. If
only trap song that matters. Shout out 645 AR.
For those of you who are unaware, 645 AR invented trap music earlier this year with his release "For the Trap," which if you haven't seen it in memes, you will see it played on every block of every neighborhood. Yeah. That would give about a month, I think.
If anyone would like to hear me sing it, it goes.
That is 100% accurate. That is almost an exact representation. 645 AR. Get on the wave.
Also, if you're listening, 645 AR, please respond to my email because I emailed him to interview and he did not respond to me.
Sad. But yeah, so it's a trap song that's been on my mind a lot. And then after that, we'll have our Grimes live reaction / discussion. And yeah, but let's kick it off with Mac Miller. The song that, oh, just like, it's so gorgeous. Hopefully you enjoy.
Might just turn around to 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no baby. The devil on my doorstep being so shady. Don't trip, we don't gotta let him in. Don't trip, hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go with it.
Yeah, okay, cool as fall weather. Fuck the bullshit, I'm here to make it all better with a little music for you. I don't do enough for you. Without you, it's the color blue. Oh, don't trip. I was in the city, they was talking that shit. Had the homies with me, all of a sudden they split. We ain't even worried, we just laughing, that's rich. You know how it goes, it ain't broke, don't fix. Hey, one of these days we'll all get by. Don't be afraid, don't fall. Think I lost my mind? Reality so hard to find. When the devil tryna call your line, shit, I always shine. Even when it light dim. No, I ain't God, but I'm feeling just like him. Oh, don't trip. See, I was in the whip riding me and my bitch. We was listening to us, no one else, that's it. That's a flex, just a bit. Let me talk my shit, say my head got bit. Yeah, well, listen, man, world made me crazy. Might just turn around to 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no babies. The devil on my doorstep being so shady. Don't trip. We don't gotta let him in. Don't trip. Hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go with. Might just turn around to 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no babies. The devil on my doorstep being so shady. Don't trip, we don't gotta let him in. Don't trip, hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go with.
Bitch, sit on my face, I attack that. Choose up, Lil John, I'm finna pack him. When it comes to my bitch, I'm straight active. Dirt ball in the coupe, smoking cat piss. Lil bitch, shut the fuck up. Tell your best friend, shut the fuck up, ayy. Lil bitch, shut the fuck up. Tell your best friend, ayy. Shut the fuck up, ayy. My lil baby, low key, a flexer. Six figs on the whip, that's a price tag. Lil best friend, bitch tried to press me. I'm that underground nigga with the check though. I hate a bitch that I can't impress. When you come see the crib, you better die, ho. Young nigga sneaking in through your side, though. Baby Keem, not a wave, I'm a vibe, ho. Seven fig nigga with the big drip on me. Post on your block with your wish list on me. Bitch, sit on my face, I attack that. Choose up, Lil John, I'm finna pack him. When it comes to my bitch, I'm straight active. Dirt ball in the coupe, smoking cat piss. Lil bitch, shut the fuck up. Tell your best friend, shut the fuck up, ayy. Lil bitch, shut the fuck up. Tell your best friend, shut the fuck up, ayy.
Baby Keem. Orange Soda is the name of that song. I love it. It's such a like cool energy really trap song. And before that was Blue World by Mac Miller, which, oh, favorite song of the year so far. I just, I like that whole album, Circles. I don't it gave me such a strong feeling. And it's one of those things where, you know, if you listen to, like, for example, like David Bowie's Black Star, or the Purple Mountain self-titled, or I guess like Pop Smoke's latest album. I mean, that's a more recent one. I haven't listened to that record yet. And I know, like, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. I mean, he seemed like it to be a very like talented and promising kid, even if I think for the couple of songs I heard, I didn't think I was a huge fan, but I could see where the admiration for him was. And it's just really unfortunate, especially at 20 years old, that had to happen. But like going through and listening to Circles, it's so cool that, I mean, like, I forget the name of the producer, who helped finish the, John something. He helped finish the record. He did a stellar job with it. Stellar. Like, I can only imagine that's how Mac would have wanted it. And the whole completing the thing, like the Swimming in Circles thing, tagged back to his 2018 record Swimming, which I was a huge fan of. Oh, it's amazing. And then Blue World, after listening to the first three songs, that song comes on. It's just, it's euphoric. Like, it's straight up euphoric. I was going to get into Grimes, but I have to give you guys some very important information. I was going to do a ladder safety PSA, but I did that earlier. I was on the show. We subbed, my friend Lola and I, we subbed in 3 p.m. So we did the ladder safety. I will do the pedestrian safety one. I like it because Abbey Road is on the, there's a little picture of Abbey Road right there. Anyways, this is important, so pay attention. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Now that that's over with, it's time. Amanda and I will be doing a live reaction of the song Dark Side by Grimes. It is the second song off her newly released album Miss Anthropocene, which we are both very hyped for. I am very proud of Amanda for having enough willpower to join me instead of immediately listening to Miss Anthropocene the second it came out. So, but we'll be doing a live reaction. This could be very crazy. It could be an interlude. We don't know, but we picked it and we're going to go with it and we're going to tell you what we think about it. So here is the song. This might be a bad thing. Should we just go dead and like listen to it and then tune back in?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it would be funny if like, we got like a live like but
we could do that. But well, then we can't like listen because
Okay. Alright. Well, that's an idea we'll have in the works, but for now we're gonna have the song play through. Hopefully you enjoy it, hopefully we enjoy it, and we'll let you know our thoughts on it. So here you go. This is Dark Side by Grimes, and I'm so sorry. I simply cannot pronounce this artist's name. But we'll come back with it. And yeah, here it is.
Loved that.
That was quite remarkable. I really liked the vibe of that song, like, a lot.
Loved that. That was just like, I feel like that just exactly like encapsulated the mood that I was expecting for this entire album. Like, it just felt so like, I don't know how to, like, it felt like space. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It felt so like so ethereal.
So the thing is, like, and I had this discussion with some of my friends early today. Album covers, like, tend to matter quite a bit for me when I listen to music, because they're usually what I think of visually when listening to it. And I mean, like, it's not like a direct correlation, but like, it certainly helps if there's definitely like if the album cover fits the vibe of the music and vice versa, mm-hmm. there's like a good chemistry there that is like an added other element to the record for me. There's two Miss Anthropocene covers.
Yeah, there's like so, the one like that she originally released, and then the one that is on Spotify, which is like the computer.
Oh, that's the one on Spotify too. Her like avatar thingy is using that computer in outer space or whatever.
Yeah.
With the original screen.
Yeah.
So, if you said this cut was off the one where it was originally just the screen, I would have thought, okay, like, this kind of fits it. But now that, I don't know why, now that there's like the whole rocky kind of outer spacey atmosphere, yeah. It fits it like way better.
Yeah, like, for some reason, like, I just feel like I imagine this avatar alien, like, using this like rock computer to make this like this song.
Huh. You know? I'll say this other stuff about the song that I thought was really good. This was mixed like fantastically. Like, the different elements that they're just like, the way that they came in and out of the mix, and just and the sounds were just like so pummeling, like it was like relentlessly pushing. It was cool. Grimes did an awesome job on the song. The guest performer too. I think the thing is, like, it's definitely gonna be something that you're gonna have to get used to, especially, I mean, if you've listened to Grimes in the past, high frequency vocal contributions are not necessarily like a new thing. But in this side, I can see where it might be like kind of hard. They might be like a little bit of a turnoff for a couple people. But for me, I think it's cool. I think it's a cool element to the song. And that artist, again, I can't pronounce the name, but she did a good job. So there are very little, if any, qualms with that song.
I have no qualms. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I that was a great listen. I'm glad that we picked that one. Who knows? I'm hoping that in the context of the album, it makes like even more sense. Same thing with Blue World by Mac Miller.
Which songs are before?
There's only one song before. It was the So Heavy I Fell Through Art Mix, which I have not listened to.
It's really good. Oh, interesting that Delete Forever is right after, because I feel like that song was very, like, I don't know what the word is, like the opposite of acoustic.
Like super digital.
Yeah, like don't you, like, do you,
like artificial?
Yeah.
That song, yeah.
And then, like, Delete Forever was, like, one of her, like, the most, like, acoustic songs she's, like, ever.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you say that. I listened to a snippet of it like before. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's a good point, actually.
I wonder how it transitioned.
That's true, actually. Yeah. We'll have to see.
It was like, yeah. And then after that is Violence and 4 a.m., which are also like, because like 4 a.m. is very like, there's like, it's like, no, not even like, I don't think there's like that many lyrics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like 4 a.m.
Well, yeah, I gotta, we'll have to listen to it. And you're probably gonna listen like right after if you're not too tired, but
oh, you know I'm gonna listen right after.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how that goes. But yeah, so we got about 17 minutes. Oh, before I forget,
sorry, mind if I say this?
Sure.
Okay, Darkseid is the name of one of the most powerful Justice League villains. I didn't know that.
Really? I was unaware as well.
The comic book character is also one of DC's New Gods, which is also the name of another song on the album.
Ooh.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Oh my god. The beat was originally intended for Lil Uzi Vert.
Huh. Has she produced for other hip-hop, like, for hip-hop artists before?
I don't know.
Does she produce? Who produced the beat? Can we get those details?
On who produced?
Oh, that happened to me before. The mic just fell off of its little stand. That bolt is like strangely, not it's loose. Would be the way to say that. produced by Grimes. I thought she produced her own stuff.
Oh yeah, no, she's like a producer before she's a singer.
Yeah. Okay, so. That's interesting. I'm like checking her Genius page right now. I'm not sure. Like, I was not aware of her producing for hip hop artists before.
I don't think she does. It says here that Uzi asked her to produce an EP for him, and then she sent it to him, and he never downloaded it.
Oh no, that's sad. Well, hopefully we see that maybe come to fruition in the future. We'll have to see. Okay, I think if you find any other like crazy revelations, then we'll bring them up. But for now, I do want to shout out these newly released albums. Of course, along with Grimes, the other one that has been super exciting for me is Ozzy Osbourne, coming out with a new comeback, like a comeback record. The singles, the first one was pretty bad. I remember the second one. I remember liking quite a bit, and then the one with Elton John was like so-so. I think it was pretty well produced, but it was not like the most exciting thing, especially if you're gonna have two like legendary artists like Ozzy Osbourne and Elton John on the same song. But then again, that is kind of like a conflict of interest in a way. So I think the end result that we got makes sense. And let's see, Royce da 5'9" new album, King Cruel, Best Coast. Let's see, there was another one I saw in here. Oh, Kate LeBond, new EP. And then I think there's another one too. Oh, DJ Snake, Carte Blanche, Deluxe Edition. Thrilling stuff. I've not listened to that, but I've heard it's like not great. Bear and a Banjo. Self-titled release.
Interesting.
I was not going to listen to Bear and a Banjo because I didn't even know it existed, but now I am adding it to my library because this seems very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It is rock. Okay. I was hoping it'd be like something crazy.
There's a new Hermitude song. Hermitude.
Who's that?
You don't know them?
I'm not sure.
They're very similar to like Flume.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I the name sounds super familiar.
I definitely heard. They have that one song that Flume remixed called Hyper Paradise.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh wait, did you ever listen to, like the collaboration with the Flaming Lips and Deep Valley?
No.
They released a couple of singles and they just released another one.
Oh, really? Huh. Okay. I can't say I've ever been the biggest Flaming Lips fan, But that's, I think that's more on my fault for not listening to them enough. But yeah.
Can I say one more thing?
A face of shock just fell upon Amanda. What's up?
A new Purity Ring song.
Purity Ring?
Yeah. They haven't released anything since 2017. When they released one single.
Interesting. That will probably...
They're going to come out with an album in April, but I didn't know they were going to do a single so soon. Have you listened to a lot of Purity Ring?
I don't think so.
I think you would really like them, actually.
I actually, you say that, I think I've been recommended them before, a couple times.
I would really.
Probably either by you or other people, but, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, we got about 12 minutes. I want to play a song that is probably, I'd consider my second favorite song, and then respectively, my third favorite song of the year. We got Joji, his new single, which I'm going to play right now. That has been, it has been an awesome one for me. And then right after that, we have Poppy, who this song is just so heavy and I love it. But hopefully you guys enjoy, and we will be back very soon.
Yeah.
was the one and only Poppy. Why can't I hear myself? Hello? Okay. And then, sorry, I was just off a. Hello? Okay. Oh, awesome. All right. Sorry. I just had a caller, so that's why that came back up. Anyways, so yeah, you just heard I Disagree by Poppy, and then before that was Run by Joji. Oh, those two songs, gorgeous, for different reasons. I mean, Joji's is just so well sung, played, produced. There's just so much to love about it. So that's on that. And then I Disagree is just such an awesome, like, energy. Seeing Poppy going to, like, foray into metal is just like, oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. Awesome record. I mean, that and then the Denzel Curry record that I had for my second, of course, besides the aforementioned Circles by Mac Miller, so far for my favorite albums this year. But those songs, oh, amazing. So this is Chef Jeff of the Chef Jeff Joe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right. So I have time for one more song. We actually got a song request down from my guy Steven and friends down in Emory, Atlanta. Atlanta, like Emory College University. I'm pretty sure it's. I think it's technically college, even though it's a university. I forget. I apologize. But they requested a Super Cross Check by Hobo Johnson. Awesome song, and I'm very willing to play it, so you will hear that now. If you've been tuning in the whole time, thank you so much for listening to our Grimes-related banter and other things. And, of course, we mentioned earlier 645AR did invent trap music, so please remember that. If you're just tuning in, 645AR did invent trap music, so... make sure you make that well known. But yeah, so we're going to kind of fade out here with Hobo Johnson. And yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hopefully I'll see you guys next week. Same day, same time. Friday is 12 a.m. And yeah, have a great night.
I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would have bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. Sometimes I get drunk and I forget what day it is. I wish that I was skinnier, but I love sandwiches. One time I tried to burn sage to clear the vibe, then the smoke alarm went off and my ex-girl cried. She cried for a bunch of other reasons. I'm
never going back to Four Seasons.
I wish that I was friends with Drake so I can dig through his trash and have a yard sale today. Damn, I wish my name wasn't Frank. Fuck! I wish it was Blake. I learned a lot from my dad, like how to yell a lot and make a car go fast. I wish that I was in the league. I'm a number one pick with two bad knees. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. We're both pretty reliable. Gotten a couple accidents. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite there yet. What's the point of being cool? Cut your hair and get a job like the rest of us do. Don't play guitar in the park and just sit. If I hear another G chord, I'm breaking your shit. Nothing like a Subaru Crosstrek. Suspension as soft as a cute little baby neck. My clique orders club salads and look like they all sing ballads. I could've bought a Lambo happily, but the insurance is high and I kinda want a family. Why does dad have a Lambo? He was insecure about himself, son, let it go. Nothing like fighting another man, cause he cut me off in traffic and my morning started back. I'm glad that his kids got to see that his dad's a giant prick and that he got what he needs. Nothing like crying in a Subaru Crosstrek. Life is an abyss half filled with sadness. My ex-girl's grandpa invented pinball. He had a lot of time on his hands. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite there yet.
Hey guys! Have you heard about the all-new Subaru Crosstrek with the new suspension package? If you buy one, you'll be riding smooth in no time. It also came with a trailer hitch, but... it's only four cylinders, so you probably shouldn't tow anything. My dad said that messes up the transmission.